Hello, my name is Christy Sanders, and this month with Thanksgiving, I thought it would be great to talk to people in the equine industry to see what they are thankful for this month.
And today I'll be talking to Rainey Brown. Rainey, why don't you introduce yourself?
Well, my name is Rainey Brown, and I live in southern Indiana in a small town called Boonville, just outside of Evansville.
And how has your season went this year so far?
This year has been another amazing season for us. We've been very blessed the last couple of years. We had a few ups and downs, you know, like any typical rider does. But overall, we have had a great experience, and, you know, we've got in the points, we've got in the placings, and most of all, we've had a wonderful time.
Well, that's always good. So what are some things that you are thankful for that maybe have helped you this season?
Well, first and foremost, I have to say I'm most thankful for my husband, Denning, that is always there to support me. He helps me with taking care of the animals. He is my coach. He is my go-to guy. He's my groom. He's my stall mucker. You know, I'm also very blessed and thankful for the three horses that we have acquired. I showed two this year, and then he shows one at some open shows. So, you know, very thankful to the individuals that bred and raised these fine horses that we're getting to show. And the people, you know, not just my family, but all of my horse show family that is always there to support me. I'd had a couple of falls and injuries, and they were there helping me lift my saddles and all of that because I'm not one to quit. And those are some of the most rewarding experiences that anyone can ever have and value for the rest of your life.
Well, it sounds like you've got a good group that's sitting behind you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, that is one thing when you think about the season, as you have mentioned, being thankful for. You know, you are thankful for living in a country where we can do what we want to do. We're thankful for the people that support us and the friends that we have and the breeders that raise good animals. But most importantly, being able to have our health and being able to do what we love to do and have a passion for. And then, you know, the wonderful places that we get to go and meet new people and make new friends and have fabulous experiences.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me, and say I very much appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you, hon. Always love to chat with horse friends.
And be sure to listen back this month and listen what other people in the equine industry are thankful for as well.